grace, mercy, and peace from our God and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to make it to see another Christmas. It's a blessing to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ on this Christmas Eve. And it's a blessing to share the nativity story with you all this evening. We all should consider ourselves very fortunate that our Lord was caring enough to share his plan for our salvation with us. He wants us to learn his word, like Mary, treasure his word, and have his word be a part of who we are in him, redeemed and saved. To have these tremendous blessings, there had to be a tremendous plan. The plan had to be flawless and fail-proof. We were well informed, and his plans were shared as soon as we failed to sin. Whoever wanted to had enough time to go against his plans and try to take down his plans. But our Lord's plans could not be stopped, not even by Satan on his worst day. God's plan for our salvation, brilliant. Every detail. God's brilliant plan for mankind to send his one and only son, Jesus, to invite everyone to come live with him in heaven one day for all eternity. This plan was brilliant. This plan was perfect. This plan was also powerful. Powerful enough to bring down kings and bring up the lowly. Powerful enough to stand the test of time. Even one of the most powerful empires of all time couldn't come between the love the Lord had for us. No decrees, no schemes, nothing. This was a plan with powers beyond measure. God's plan was also full of mercy. He didn't show us mercy, though, because of our own goodness. And he had every right to give us our due punishment, and it would be perfectly just. But because he is a just God, he had to punish sin. And this is where Christ comes in. The only one who can bear the sin of the world on his shoulders. Our Lord did not punish us for our sins. He did not deal with us harshly as we deserved. He was patient with us. That's why this plan was full of kindness. God sent his son Jesus to bring us closer to him. Jesus came to stand in our place for our sin. This made it possible to enter into a personal relationship with our Lord. Something not possible without Christ. God's plan was, is, and always will be a plan of generosity and grace. God gave his whole heart when he gave Jesus. And no matter how much we fought against them, the Bible says, when we were overwhelmed by sins, God forgave us, shared with us more blessings, sent his Holy Spirit to guide us and to advocate for us, continued to give us love when we didn't deserve it through it all. God's plan was also a humbling plan. When I hear the nativity story, I think about Joseph. marrying a lady who was pregnant, having to move and go from place to place, having to maybe swallow his pride from time to time, feeling inconvenienced from time to time. In his life, Joseph's life was led by God. But I wonder though, because we all know a life led by God is the best life. But we also know how difficult it is to live a life led by God. And I wonder if Joseph was having difficulties being led from time to time. He arrived in Bethlehem, where God had led him, and he didn't have a place for him and his wife expecting a child. Being a carpenter and all, I imagine if he was back home, he could have made like a cradle crib throne for baby Jesus, something adorable, suitable for a baby king. And I imagine if Mary was where she lived, closer to home, she probably could have had more support. She may have could have had the first ever gender reveal party. Who knows? And maybe if Joseph was at home, he may have been more comfortable in his environment. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Joseph felt ashamed and thought his situation was less than ideal. Who wouldn't want better for their wife and their newborn son? But our God works in less than ideal situations, doesn't he? In fact, he shines in less than ideal situations. Humbling for Joseph? Yes. But what could be more humbling than leaving your kingdom of glory and honor and entering into a world of sin as a vulnerable baby? Riches to rags. Controlling everything, controlling everyone, to being cared for by the people you created. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God. Jesus humbled himself for us. Because he humbled himself and the Word became flesh, that gave you and I hope, a hope that all is not lost. And by our Lord's grace, we receive faith, a faith our Lord would deliver on all his promises, and a faith and a belief that the best is yet to come. Brilliant, powerful, merciful, kind, generous, and full of hope. Written about in the Bible, spoken about through the prophets, God's plan had to be perfect. And here's how the perfect plan unfolded. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there were no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The plan had to be perfect. The plan had to be him. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. So that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. God gets the glory. We get eternal life. God's perfect plan unfolded. A gracious gift you and I can look forward to celebrating every year. The best gift you and I will ever receive. Our salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen.
This message was a production of St. Marcus Lutheran Church. For similar content, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or our YouTube channel. For more information about how to support our urban gospel ministry in Milwaukee, please visit stmarcus.org.